A man came to Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and said, I commit many sins. Please tell me a cure for sins. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi told him the cure for sins. And the first cure for sins which Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi gave him was that whenever you have made a firm intention to commit guna, give up eating the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Upon hearing this advice and nasihat of Sayyiduna Ibrahim rahmatullah alayhi, the man said, what kind of nasihat are you giving me? How is this possible? How can I live without eating the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, see how bad it is to disobey the one whose sustenance you are eating. Then giving the second advice, Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, when you have made a firm niyat to commit guna, go out of Allah's land. The man exclaimed, how is this possible? Wherever I go, north, south, east, west, up, down, everywhere I will find the land of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is impossible for me to get out of His kingdom. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, see how bad it is to disobey the one on whose land you are living. Then giving the third advice, Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, when you have made a firm intention to commit sin, go at such a place where Allah Azza wa Jal cannot see you. The man said, how is it possible? For everyone is seen by Allah Azza wa Jal. No one is hidden from Allah Azza wa Jal. He is aware of even the conditions and the state of our hearts. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi replied, see how bad it is to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal despite believing Him being Samir, the one who is all hearing, and Basir, the one who is all seeing. You are saying for sure that Allah Azza wa Jal is seeing you all the time. Even then you are always committing sins. Allahu Akbar. Then giving the fourth advice, Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, when the angel of death, Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam, comes to seize your soul, tell him to give you some grace so that you may repent. The man said, I don't possess such authorities. Nobody will listen to me. The time of death is already fixed and I will not get even a second's grace. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, if you know you are powerless and cannot get grace to repent, then why don't you prepare and why don't you make tawbah before the arrival of Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam? And then giving the fifth advice, Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, after your death, when Munkar and Nakir enter your grave, turn them out of your grave. The man said, how is this possible? I cannot turn them out of my grave. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, if you don't possess such authorities, then why don't you prepare to answer their questions? Then giving the sixth advice, Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, on the day of Qiyamah, when you are ordered to go to Jahannam, then refuse to go. The man said, I will be dragged and thrown into hellfire. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, if your state and condition is such that you cannot give up eating Allah's sustenance, you cannot get out of His land, you cannot hide yourself from Him, you cannot get any grace to repent, you cannot turn Munkar and Nakir out of your grave too, and you cannot save yourself from the punishment of hell, then you should give up sins so that you can protect yourself from all these troubles.